Hello, my name is Hannah, speaking to you on the recorded line. What is the name of the person you're transferring?
I'm transferring Mariah Johnson.
Okay, you can go ahead and complete the transfer. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Hello, is this Mariah?
Yes, it is.
Hi, Mariah. My name is Hannah, speaking to you on the recorded line. Were you looking to see if you may qualify for the Depo Provera lawsuit today?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and were you looking to participate?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, perfect. Before we go ahead and get started, I did just want to confirm some information for you. I have your first name here as Mariah. Is that Mariah? Last name Johnson, Johnson. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Perfect. And I also have an email. I'm sorry, not email, a phone number here. Is this the best phone number for you? 816-988-0974.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. We can go ahead and get started. And are you currently a resident of the US?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And do you already have an attorney representing you, or would this be the first time you're looking to inquire?
The first time.
Okay, so you are willing to affirm then that you had not signed documents or sought legal representation with any other law firm, is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, perfect. Okay, and after taking Depo Provera for at least 1 year, were you diagnosed with meningioma?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yes, I'm sorry. My signal goes in and out. That's what I'm trying to make sure you can hear me. Okay.
That's okay. I can hear you. And for some reason, if we do get disconnected, I will just call you back on my direct phone number, okay?
Okay.
Okay. So just going back to that question, did you take Depo Provera for at least 1 full year?
Yes, I did.
Okay, and after taking the Depo Provera for at least 1 full year, did that include 4 separate injections within that 1 year?
Yes.
Okay, and after that, were you diagnosed with meningioma?
Yes.
I'm so sorry to hear that. Do you happen to recall the exact month, day, and year that you were diagnosed?
Yes, October 16, 2019.
Okay, and I am going to read that back to you. I have October 16, that's 1/6 of 2019. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, thank you so much. And what's your date of birth?
5/2/90.
I'm sorry?
5/2/91. Sorry.
That's okay. So I have here May 2nd, 1991. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And besides yourself, are you aware of anyone else that had also taken Depo Provera and was affected similar to you, or not to your knowledge?
No.
Okay. And was it the name brand Depo Provera that you were using?
The brand name of the shot was Pfizer.
Pfizer. Okay. So Pfizer Depo Provera. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. And when did you start using Depo Provera? Was it after the year of 1990? Let's see. Was it in the year 2000s?
Was 2016.
2016. Okay. Would you happen to remember the month and day, or did you want me to just put January 1st?
No, it was August, but I don't have the exact date.
Okay. How about I go ahead and put August 1st of 2016? Does that sound correct?
That's fine.
Okay, and when do you recall stopping the Depo Provera? Do you have a date for that?
October 2019.
Okay, I'll go ahead and put October 1st of 2019. Is that okay?
Yeah, that's fine.
Perfect. And for HIPAA purposes, can you please confirm your gender for me?
I'm female.
Okay, thank you so much. And I'll go ahead and put in your name here as Mariah Johnson. Do you also go by a middle name or middle initial, or just first and last name?
I have a middle initial. I don't really use it. I just go by Mariah Johnson.
Okay, no worries. We don't have to put one in. And full social whenever you're ready.
Do you mind if I use the last four?
Yeah, I can go ahead and ask for exemption. What is going to be those last four? digits?
It's 8817.
8817. Perfect. Thank you so much. I do already have an email here from you, which is going to be Mariah and then dot and then Johnson and then 0991 at yahoo.com. Is that correct?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Was that a yes? It is correct?
Oh, yes.
Okay, sorry. Sorry, it's just a bit muffled on my end here. I think we're having some connectivity issues, so I do apologize if I can't hear anything.
Oh, it's okay. Just if I don't answer, just repeat it. Like, my signal.
Okay. It's horrible. Yeah, you know, I had the same thing. I actually had to switch to Verizon recently because of it, but, you know, hopefully it's not the case here. Yeah. Okay. And last thing here is I also need an address for you.
1211 Meadowbrook Court, St. Charles, Missouri, 63303.
Perfect. Okay. And is that a house or is there a unit number?
It's an apartment, but it's 1211.
1211. Okay, so I'll read that back to you. So I have 1211 Meadowbrook Court, St. Charles, Missouri, 63303 with no apartment or unit number. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay, perfect. All right, and what we're going to go into now is just collecting some information about where we can find your medical records. So starting with the doctor that diagnosed you or the hospital that diagnosed you, who or where would that be?
SSM Health, DePaul Hospital.
Okay, and how do you spell that?
DePaul is DePaul.
Okay. Okay, and that's the name of the doctor, is that right?
Oh, no. I thought you said the name of the hospital.
Oh, yeah, what's the name of the hospital? Is it DePaul?
Yes, no, the hospital. Yeah, the hospital is DePaul.
Oh,
DePaul
I see.
Hospital.
Got it. SSM Health. In Bridgeton, is that right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, perfect. Got it. And at DePaul, who was your doctor?
Dr. James Blue. He was a neurosurgeon. And Dr. Pascal Salem, he was an oncologist.
Okay. Okay, got it. Thank you. And was it Dr. James or Dr. Salem that diagnosed you?
Dr. James.
Okay, got it. Okay. And prior to being diagnosed with your meningioma, were you ever diagnosed with any other forms of cancer?
Oh, no.
Okay, got it. And was it Dr. Pascal that had treated you for the meningioma?
Yes.
Okay, got it. I'll go ahead and put in his information. And this was this also at DePaul as well?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. I'll go ahead and put that information in. And in terms of where it was that you had received the shots, where would that have been? Like, which clinic or facility did you go to?
SSM Health. It was Dr. Michelle Wood.
Okay. Michelle Wood. Okay, perfect. I found her. Okay, and that's also SSM?
Yes, it's an SSM.
Okay, got it. And did you have the actual shots there, or were they prescribed home to you and you picked them up at a local pharmacy?
I might have received them there.
Okay, got it. Okay. And at DePaul, they are going to have the medical records for you showing your diagnosis. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Last thing here is I'll just need an emergency contact from you. It could be anyone. And this person won't get access to your case at all. It's purely just in case if this phone number ever does get disconnected, we do just like having a second phone number, but we're not able to legally, you know, give them any information about your case whatsoever.
Give me just a second, because I don't know anyone's number.
Yeah.
Alicia Hudson.
Okay, got it. And who is Alicia to you?
A friend.
Okay, got it. And I'm ready for her phone number whenever you're able to pull it up.
314-346-7729.
Perfect. Thank you so much. All right. Let me go ahead and get this drafted. And in the meantime, if I'm not already, you can go ahead and put me on the speaker phone.
I have you on speaker.
Okay, perfect. So I'm going to go ahead and get these forms drafted. It just takes me about a minute to do that. And then once you do sign these consent forms, we'll be able to, of course, get your case over to the attorneys as soon as possible. Okay?
Okay.
Okay, and before I do that, I am just going to make sure that all the information that we went over is correct. So you are able to confirm your first and last name as Mariah Johnson. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, and let me just make sure your information here is accurate. Okay, and you are residing at 1211 Meadowbrook Court, St. Charles, Missouri, 63303. Is that right?
Come on, read it one more time.
That's okay. I'm going to read it again. It's going to be 1211 Meadowbrook Court, St. Charles, Missouri, 63303.
Mm-hmm, yes.
Okay, great. And I have a date of birth here as May 2nd, 1991, last four social, 8817. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, perfect. So I just sent this over. You'll get both an email and text notification for it, but whichever one pops in first, just go ahead and click on that.
Okay.
Okay, and once you do see that text or email notification, there is going to be a link that you're able to click on. Just go ahead and click on that.
Okay.
Okay, and you just go ahead and follow the screen. Just go ahead and click continue. There should be a little box that says, I agree to electronic signatures, and then click continue. And if you have any questions about what it is that those consent forms say, just go ahead and let me know.
Did I miss one? Okay, hold on. Sorry.
No worries. And if you're just looking for something, you might just be looking for another yellow box with that arrow on it. I think there's about three of them in total.
Okay. You push finish?
Yep, go ahead and click on finish. And then once you do click on finish, I'll see it on my side, which I just got. You're going to see something that says continue. You actually don't have to click on that at all. You can just exit out of the page. That's just asking you to create an account, which we don't need you to do at all.
Okay.
And if you ever did want to reference back to these consent forms, you will always have it in your email to reference back to, just in case, you know, you need the name of the law firm or anything like that, okay?
I'm sorry, okay. I'm sorry, Nika. Sorry.
That's okay. Sorry, did you have a question as well?
No.
Okay, no worries. Yeah, so at this point, you don't have to do anything. From now until the next 4 days, someone from the law firm should be reaching out to you. It is very important that you do get back to them. Even if you can't right away, they will leave you a voicemail just because they do need to make that introductory phone call with you before they start your case. Okay, so just make sure that when they do call, you're able to get back to them in a reasonable amount of time. Okay?
Okay.
And other than that, in a few moments here, I am also going to text you with my number. So in case you ever have questions, you can shoot me a text just to follow up on your case, and I'll be able to help you with anything, okay?
Okay. And when they reach out to me, what will we be going over? I'm just trying to see.
Yeah, so basically what we did right now was just collect all the information that you have. Basically, they'll just have your paperwork in front of them, and they'll just confirm that you are actually the person that is looking to participate in this. And once they do get that okay from you, then at that point, they'll go ahead and just run your records. But typically, the phone call they have with you only takes about 5 minutes.
Okay.
Yep, and then they start your case, and then after that, they are going to assign your case to a specific team, and from there, that person or that department are going to be the ones that are going to be communicating you throughout the process. But typically, they really just do the phone call just to give you a heads up and so that you're familiar with, you know, who it is specifically that's working on your case.
Okay.
Yep. And again, if you ever have questions in the future or concerns, or you're just looking for an update of any type, again, you'll have my direct number. It goes straight to me. So you'll be able to call me if you have questions. Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
Yep. I appreciate your time. Again, I'm really sorry to hear about your diagnosis, but I do hope you have a great rest of your day. Okay, Mariah?
Thank you. You too.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.